It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Friday, March 29th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A possible threat forced Sumner-Fredericksburg High School to dismiss students early yesterday. A Sumner-Fredericksburg Community Schools Facebook post early yesterday afternoon noted the high school received a threat, but there were no threats against any other buildings in the school district. Law enforcement was called in about 12:30 yesterday to investigate. KWWL reports that Sumner police said handwritten materials were discovered in a school bathroom, and the items were shown to school officials who made the call to dismiss classes early. Police cleared the building, and a bomb squad team was called as a precautionary measure. Officials have clarified that this incident did not stem from a swatting call. A school update this morning indicated that no device was detected by the Waterloo Police K-9 unit or via a visual walkthrough of the high school building. They will continue to monitor the situation over the holiday weekend. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office also responded to the school. Recent rains and snowfall have helped improve drought conditions across a good portion of northeast Iowa. However, Floyd and Chickasaw counties remain in the extreme drought category. Based on precipitation through 7 a.m. Tuesday, March 26th, the latest U.S. drought monitor for Iowa shows all of Floyd County, the vast majority of Chickasaw County, over three-quarters of Bremer County, the southwest half of Fayette County, the southern half of Mitchell County, and southwest third of Howard County are still rated in the D3 extreme drought category. The eastern two-thirds of Blackhawk, eastern third of Cerro Gordo, and northern quarter of Butler counties are also in extreme drought. Areas improving to the D2 severe drought category include all of Winnesheet County, almost all of Franklin and Worth counties, southern three-quarters of Butler County, northeast half of Fayette County, north half of Mitchell County, northeast two-thirds of Howard County, and western two-thirds of Cerro Gordo County. According to the National Weather Service in La Crosse, from April 1st of last year through this past Tuesday, the driest areas of northeast Iowa show precipitation deficits ranging from over 12.5 inches near Ionia to over 20 inches in Charles City. That's despite receiving about 2 inches of precipitation earlier this week. The Iowa House has voted to let landowners seek a court ruling now on whether carbon pipeline developers like Summit Carbon Solutions qualify for the government's eminent domain authority to force unwilling property owners to let a pipeline on their land. Republican Representative Charlie Thompson of Charles City led debate on the proposal.
We're faced with lots of choices in this body. Few go to the heart of Iowa the way this does. Land is the original asset in Iowa. It's in our souls. An unjust taking of land without remedy is not only irritating, it's outrageous. Let's give Iowans a remedy.
Thompson says right now, property owners are forced to live in limbo for years, waiting for the Iowa Utilities Board decision on Summit's project, as well as the resolution of lawsuits expected to challenge that decision.
That means for that entire period, you have the Century Farms, landowners, people who didn't especially want to have this pipeline going over their land and have some questions about it, not being able to get an answer on their constitutional law question, and not being able to sell their land at full value or make a decision on tiling or make a decision on estate planning.
Republican Representative Bobby Kaufman of Wilton also spoke on the floor before the bill passed on an 86-7 vote. He sounded as if he was speaking directly to Bruce Rastetter, an influential GOP donor who owns Summit Carbon Solutions.
But most importantly, I have a message for those who would choose to attempt to use their money to influence this vote, who would attempt to use their money to prevent this vote. My message is, take your money and shove it.
The Iowa House has previously passed other proposals to set up pipeline regulations, but all have stalled in the Iowa Senate. Sections of Summit's proposed carbon pipeline would be built in Floyd, Chickasaw, Mitchell, Butler, Bremer, Fayette, and Cerro Gordo counties, among others. A Charles City woman arrested last year on assault and indecent exposure charges has been arrested for burglary and kicking police officers. The Charles City Police Department says a disturbance in the 1100 block of Gilbert Street about 5:30 Wednesday evening resulted in the arrest of 57-year-old Monica Brown on charges of first-degree burglary, a Class B felony, plus fourth-degree criminal mischief, obstruction of emergency communications, and interference with official acts. According to the criminal complaints, Brown forcefully entered a residence and assaulted a victim, breaking the victim's glasses. She's also accused of taking the victim's cell phone to prevent them from calling 911, and when the victim tried using a house phone, Brown took that phone and struck the victim with it before running off from the home with both phones. When Brown was being taken into custody, CCPD says she yelled and kicked at them and actively resisted them while being placed into handcuffs. She's being held in the Floyd County Jail on $25,000 cash-only bond. In February of last year, CCPD arrested Brown after she was accused of throwing isopropyl alcohol in a man's face, as well as hitting and scratching him. She was also charged with indecent exposure after allegedly exposing her breasts and private areas to CCPD officers during her arrest, as well as to staff when she was booked into the Floyd County Jail, where she also assaulted a jailer. In December, Brown was convicted of assault on persons in certain occupations, with the indecent exposure charge reduced to disorderly conduct. She received a suspended sentence and was placed on 2 years probation. A North Iowa man convicted in Floyd County in 2022 for sexually abusing a minor is back in custody in Charles City for multiple violations of his probation, including an arrest earlier this month. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 21-year-old Octavius Hurst, most recently of Mason City, was arrested and transported from the Sarogordo County Jail to the Floyd County Jail Wednesday night. In May of 2022, Hurst, then 19, was accused of sexually assaulting a male victim under the age of 14 in Charles City. In August 2022, he was convicted of third-degree sexual abuse of a minor, a Class C felony. He received a suspended sentence, and he was placed on probation for 2 years, plus received special sentencing to then place him on parole with the Department of Corrections for 10 years. He also had to sign up with the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. Earlier this month, Hurst was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol for driving with a suspended license, as well as a revoked license, plus several traffic infractions. The Sarogordo County Sheriff's Office also charged Hurst with violating the Sex Offender Registry by not notifying them where he was living in February. Court records show Hurst was also arrested by Iowa Falls Police for OWI last November. Hurst is now scheduled for a probation revocation hearing on April 15th in Floyd County District Court. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.